Hello, RMU. Welcome back to another episode of Pittsburgh's Newest with Ryan and Charles. I am Ryan Jacoby.
I'm Charles Stockhausen. Let's tone it down there a little bit, champ. You were really peaking. My headphones flew off.
Sorry.
Jeez. But speaking of headphones, yeah, welcome back. It's another new improved episode, this time with two pairs of headphones, which I'll have to get mine on without throughout the episode. But yet my microphone won't tighten, and I'm not going to annoy you with microphone tightening now.
So we are back on the air after a two-week hiatus.
It was only a one-week
hiatus. Or one-week hiatus, excuse me.
It was just because of Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, it was Thanksgiving break was last week, so Charles and I were on vacation.
You fool. So speaking of Thanksgiving break, how was yours? Anything exciting happened? Give me all the details.
Let's see. I was hoping to go to the Light of Night downtown.
Okay.
But I did not go to that because I didn't have a ride.
Oh, you fool.
And after we promoted it on here.
Well, not everyone can make it to Light Up Night. Besides, I didn't go either because I just don't like crowds. And Light Up Night, huge crowd. But for those of you who do go, good job on you. And I hear it was a great time. A lot of lights, a lot of night.
And definitely a lot of skaters.
Yeah, skating's definitely a big thing. That's still up for a while, though. So, you can still make it down there to skate, Ryan.
Yeah, it's true, but I'm a terrible ice skater.
That's fine. That's the best place to learn in front of everybody. Just hold on to the side and, push yourself along. Come on. I haven't ice skated for a while either. I almost broke my ankle last time, so.
Yeah. Just enough for those of you who missed that, I am a terrible ice skater.
I don't think they missed that, Ryan. Yeah. If they were listening from the beginning, they were still here now. We didn't lose them yet. All right, wait until about 5 minutes in. Then we have our viewership go down to, one. Anyway, so anything else exciting? You didn't go to Light Up Night, but that's something you didn't do. What did you do?
Nothing really exciting.
Can't tell me your life is boring. Let's go. I know you have so much excitement.
Definitely lived it up at Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah? What'd you have at Thanksgiving dinner?
Let's see. Well, other than the obvious turkey stuffing and all that.
Hey, man, that's not always obvious. Some people don't do turkey. Some people do ham.
Oh, I did do ham.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm just saying, that's ludicrous if you only do ham.
Yeah, and I also ate a crap ton of macaroni and cheese from my grandmother.
Oh, my God. See, macaroni and cheese seems to have been everybody's staple, and I am so upset that I didn't have macaroni and cheese. Apparently, everyone's grandma, too, makes fabulous mac and cheese.
Yep.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, my parents and my sister fought for it, including myself.
Yeah, I can imagine. Mac and cheese is the best. I 100%. If you disagree with that statement, we're going to have some problems, and we're going to have to meet you at the park at 5 o'clock. After recess.
Yep, we're gonna have some issues.
And then we're gonna have to talk about it like civilized human beings. Anyway, though. All right, so you had your mac and cheese, you had that. Any cool desserts? Any good desserts? I said cool, but there could be cool desserts. I know I had a pumpkin pie with a turkey on it. That wasn't Thanksgiving, that was Friendsgiving, but still, that's a cool dessert.
Yeah. There was an apple pie there, but I was too full from the macaroni to eat it.
All right, listen here, you're not too full for apple pie. I don't like apple pie, but I still eat dessert, all right? You can always fit dessert.
Yeah, normally I have, a huge gut for food.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes there are some exceptions.
You don't know how to do Thanksgiving. Come on. This is why you don't wear good pants. You wear stretch pants, all right? And then you can eat as much as you want.
Yeah, and then sleep it off later.
Exactly. So did you have any dessert then? Or did you skip dessert altogether like a chump?
I skipped dessert altogether like a chump.
You sicken me. I don't think we can be friends anymore. Let me tell you, all right? My dessert's fantastic, right? Now, I noticed I don't eat apple pie, but Colleen, she made a apple pie that was cinnamon rolls, the Pillsbury Doughboy cinnamon rolls. It was on the bottom. Rolled those out, put, apples and cinnamon in the middle, and then you had the crust was, again, cinnamon rolls. So it was like a apple pie cinnamon roll or an apple cinnamon roll. It was just, it was the best.
Absolute heaven.
I don't know about that. I mean, she also made some other things that were pretty great, too. But there was also some cookies. Cookies were pretty good.
Yeah, I gotta have cookies.
There was some cherry pie, too. Cherry pie was... I didn't have any of the cherry pie, but it looked like it would be good.
I'm kind of mixed on cherry pie.
Why don't you like cherry pie, man?
Well, I didn't say I didn't like it. I'm just mixed on it.
What are you mixed about? I mean, what's your problem with the cherries? What makes you mixed, buddy?
I don't know. I'll have, cherry flavored drinks, but I don't know. It's eating a cherry pie just seems, I don't know, just the way that it looks and probably in tastes.
Do you eat peach pie?
No, not really. I don't really eat peaches unless it's like diced or in like canned stuff.
That's the same exact concept that a cherry is. If you have a diced peach, it's the same like liquid and it's the same shape as a cherry.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
You could eat cherry pie, man. But all you people out there getting this innuendo.
Yep. For anybody who's listening out in the hallway, if you have a cherry pie, you can bring it over here to the radio room.
Just stop. Anyway. all right, so cherry pie, all that. So Thanksgiving was good then. You'd say it's a hit?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. So speaking of Thanksgiving, there is a start to the Christmas season because, of course, right after Thanksgiving dinner, you're going to have Black Friday shopping, even though it's Thursday nowadays. So it's like Black Thursday. I don't know. But anyway, so Thursday shopping. Did you go out shopping for those massive deals, my buh?
I wanted to, but I didn't really have anything to shop for.
You had nothing to shop for?
I mean, plus, I don't have the money for it. So
that's why you go out on the deal season.
That's still, even if there's deals, they can still be expensive.
Whatever. Fine. Cool. So you didn't get anything. Did you have in mind anything that you would want to buy?
Definitely a lot of electronics and video games.
Video games? What game system do you play?
Right now, I have a Wii, a GameCube, and an Xbox 360. I definitely need an upgrade because those are, like, my Wii and GameCube are very old.
I mean, the Wii is still pretty new. The GameCube, of course, old, but a classic. I can't see myself never being unhappy with a GameCube. I enjoy 964 more, but that's beside the point. Xbox 360 as well, still not too old. Besides, they're still coming out with, like, new Xbox Ones. You just got to wait until the Xbox One X is, like, $700, and then you buy that. Even though it's still $700, much rather buy a camera. I don't understand electronics, man. It just, it irks me.
Yeah, I don't know.
But 360 still isn't that bad. So that's what you would have got, yeah?
Yeah. I was hoping to get I'm hoping to get for Christmas a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, the Switch. So you're a big Nintendo guy.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean that's good.
I got my 360 off my half brother.
Okay, all right, jeez. I mean that's still, you know, so I guess you've been solely Nintendo your whole life. You're missing out on a lot, I gotta tell you. Because Nintendo they're trash when it comes to, you know, compatibility and everything.
Yeah, I used to have a GameCube console, but my Wii is capable of playing GameCube games.
So. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, it makes life so much easier. Got
yeah.
It. Yeah. All right, well, that's cool. I personally was looking. I never Black Friday shop, but then it was put in my head, hey, you should Black Friday shop because, like, I want to buy a camera. And they were like, oh, maybe the camera's on sale. So I looked around. The camera went on sale for a little bit. It was still, like, $700. I'd rather just pay the $800 later on and not have to deal with, like, Black Friday. And then I decided, oh, Charlie, you should also buy a monitor. So I looked at monitors, like, the whole night. And then, of course, by the end of the night, I was like, do I really need it? And I was like, oh, I guess I don't really need it. But luckily, the next day, somebody was getting rid of a monitor. It was, like, 23-inch monitor. It was a Dell. It was perfect, except it doesn't have a power cord.
What monitor doesn't have a power cord?
The one that I got. Look, it was free, okay? So I can't complain too much. I can't complain at all, really. It's free. But all I need is a power cord for the back of it. So, I mean, I need to buy one of those. And also, I was upset because there's a slot that looks like an HDMI port, but it's only, like, half of an HDMI, so it's not really an HDMI port. So I had to get a VGA cable, which just made me so upset. Anyway, so enough of the technical talk. Christmas season's in. Have you heard Christmas songs?
I actually have not. If you say no,
you're a liar.
I heard on my way to the newsroom earlier today.
That's right.
There was Christmas music actually playing over at Romo's.
Yeah, that's usually where the Christmas music plays. There's a radio there, so you play the Christmas music. What did you say? You mean you were walking around Nicholson yesterday when the band was out doing their whole Christmas thing?
Yeah. I was on my way to interpersonal communication class,
right.
And they were playing. They were playing in the lobby.
Okay, all right. See, so the thing I gotta say about that band, you do great stuff, all right, but you got a lot of horns at one time. I don't know if Christmas music is all horns. You might want to, like, throw in some other instrumentals. Now, of course, can't knock you. I can't play an instrument myself. I'm terrible at it. I play recorder, though. I play hot cross buns like nobody's business.
And you also need, if not instrumental, but, or actually, you should get a drum set. Get an awesome drum set and play it with all the Christmas music.
You going to get a drum set? Set it up, play all the awesome Christmas music, man?
That'd be very cool, but I don't own my own drum set.
You can play drums?
I'd love to, but I don't, sadly.
So you don't play drums. So what you're saying is anyone who can play drums, get a drum set, play some sweet Christmas music, and just rock the socks off us, And don't worry, we won't put a mistletoe above you, and we won't try to kiss you, I promise.
Yeah, that'd be very weird.
Well, you know, I mean, mistletoe itself is very weird. But so going on from the start of Christmas season, let's talk about a couple great eats in Pittsburgh, because it's not an episode of Pittsburgh Today without food. And we already talked about food, I know, and I haven't eaten breakfast. All I had was a piece of nut log. Not that great.
The only thing I had today was a bagel that I got from Romo's.
I mean, hey, that's better than just a piece of nut log. This nut log's really old, too. Mm. But anyway, so some great eats in Pittsburgh, thanks to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. So there's a Philly tube steak at the Franctuary in Lawrenceville. What do you think of, I mean, I'm not going to say what do you think a Philly tube steak is. A Philly tube steak is a hot dog sliced in half, and it still has all the fixings of a Philly cheesesteak, except I believe, except for the steak, there might be a little bit of like the cheesesteak in there. But other than that, just like all the fixings of that on a hot dog.
Okay.
I could see the salivation coming out of your mouth, Ryan. I assume you'd eat this, you'd devour it.
Since it's basically a Philly cheesesteak instead on a hot dog, I would totally go for it.
I know, right? That sounds so good. Like I haven't had too many Philly cheesesteaks in my day. At least genuine Philly cheesesteaks. But if I were to get one, I'd totally go to the French Fry to get it. I mean, because of course, I mean, you could go to Philadelphia, but that's a whole drive. I mean, like, Lawrenceville is like right over yonder. I don't really actually know how far Lawrenceville is from here. Probably about like 20 minutes, probably.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I'd eat that. I'm glad you'd eat it too. Maybe we can have a date sometime.
Yeah, get some Philly tube steaks.
Yeah, that's just a really weird name, though. I don't know how I feel about that because it reminds me of tube socks. And I don't know. Tube socks just make me feel uncomfortable for some reason.
Why do they make you feel uncomfortable?
They don't really make me feel uncomfortable, but just a tube sock, like, I mean, personally, when I wear them, they make me feel uncomfortable because they're just so tight. It's like skinny jeans. It's like these jeans I'm wearing right now. Well, these aren't exactly skinny jeans, but they're still tight jeans. Tight jeans suck so much.
Mm.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You can buy tight jeans.
Yeah, I still have some tight-fitting jeans back in my house, and actually, I think I might still have a couple back in my dorm room, actually.
Well, all right, it looks like me and you are in the same boat. Then we both have a lot of... Well, I have one pair of tight jeans. Seems like you have a lot of pair of tight jeans, but it's okay.
I have like four or five in my closet.
There is one advantage to tight jeans. Can you guess what it is?
What?
It makes your butt look great. So flaunt that whenever you're wearing your tight jeans.
Yep. Yeah.
Clearly, I know you've been doing squats. I know.
Yeah, it'll make your glutes very tight.
Oh, yeah. And so there's also some wood-fired wings at the Washington Brewing Company in Washington, PA, of course. So I've had wings before, right?
Yeah.
I assume wood-fired is just like grilled, right?
Put in a really fancy oven.
A really fancy, what would your thing be, like a really fancy oven?
You know how they make,
pizza?
Yeah, pizza.
Okay, so like a pizza oven?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that might be it. Yeah, because I guess you just throw the wings in there and then same thing. Okay, maybe, yeah. I didn't think about that. All I thought about was like, you know, they're just using like a grill top and then like they just use fire to grill them. But either one, that would be pretty cool. Wings in a pizza oven. I mean, you would figure that's how they do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if they're not deep fried, then they're going to have to be done that way. Hmm. Interesting. I think we should go into business, Ryan.
Yeah, Charles and I will start our own pizza business together.
Listen, we already have that like 23-story building that's going to be like a club, and then at the top floor is going to be a restaurant. That's what we're going to serve. We're going to serve pizza fired wings.
Yep.
Otherwise known as fire wings, because they're going to be fire.
Yeah.
Finally, there is the Funeral Bowl in Colonia at Smallman Gallery in the Strip District. That just sounds morbid. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm liking the name Funeral Bowl. Well, make it sound depressing. But
yeah, but they are. So they have the Funeral Bowl. But they also have the Wedding Bowl, which is nice. And I believe they also had, I think, like a Divorce Bowl, which is also a little bit upsetting. But, you know.
These are strange names.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to be strange to make it in the culinary world these days. But so the Funeral Bowl itself has shredded pork, jalapeno, fresh jalapeno, let me say, radish, cilantro. But if you don't like cilantro, you can get it taken off because I know for some people it tastes like soap. And then you got pickled onion on top of rice and beans. That sounds great.
Oh yeah.
I like a rice and bean bowl.
Yeah, I like that too. And you can always get those at your local Chipotle.
Chipotle, yeah. Your local Chipotle. What if I don't have a Chipotle around, Ryan?
What?
What if I don't have a Chipotle around?
There's actually one very close to me. My house is a half-hour drive from here.
Yeah, but listen. That's to you. What if I don't have a Chipotle near me? Where else am I supposed to get a rice and bean bowl? I'll tell you go to your local supermarket, buy some rice and beans, cook, or get Blue Apron, or any of those other direct services. Would you ever get a Blue Apron?
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool. I mean, like, give you all the ingredients and everything. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
That way I can cook at home, feel nice. I mean, not that I can't cook already, but it's good to just have the ingredients come to you in portions that you know you need instead of being like, oh, man, all these portions. Oh, I have, like, 3 days of leftovers. And my partner right now, leftovers get thrown out in, like, a day. It makes me very upset. Sorry, that's just a little sidebar. So, yeah, that's all the good eats, at least on the first page of the Pittsburgh Coast Gazette that you can get in Pittsburgh. Just if you still have a hankering after Thanksgiving, because let me tell you, I do. Do you still have a hankering after Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I could eat, like, a lot. And that's really weird considering I'm a very small person nowadays. All right, now we're going to talk about what to do this month thanks to Next Pittsburgh. And you can do these great things because the gas prices in Pittsburgh are actually going down. That's good. We still have probably the highest gas prices in PA, but they're dropping across Pittsburgh according to WTAE. So
yeah,
get out there, drive around, get some of these great places, and maybe you can go get some of those great eats we just mentioned.
Get some of those great gas deals.
Those gas deals. I mean, they're not really gas deals. I mean, gas is always... I mean, okay, yeah. But it's not like... whenever you say gas deals, I feel like you're going in with a coupon. And you're like, hey, I got a coupon for like half off gas. And they're like, ah, sorry, it's not valid at this location.
Yeah.
But anyway, so here's some cool things that you can go do. And we're going to talk about all these just because we want you to get there. And if you don't make plans to do it soon, you might miss it. So Wonder Woman is opening at the Toonzeum. Oh, Toonzeum. There we go. It's like museum except Toonzeum. Anyway, so Wonder Woman's opening up there. Not the actual movie, but like the history of Wonder Woman. So this will include art and videos and more of her from 75-year run. She's 75 years old. She doesn't look a day over 20.
Oh, wow.
Do you know Wonder Woman, right?
Yeah.
Would you agree she doesn't look a day over 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably doesn't. I mean, I guess that's that whole Amazon princess thing. It also includes 11 regional female artists who explore what she means to them. So all these different female artists, they're going to do different interpretations of Wonder Woman. You can go down and see all their different interpretations and what, you know, the Wonder Woman has done for them. You big Wonder Woman fan?
I don't really pay attention to Wonder Woman.
You DC comic fan? Or are you a Marvel?
Marvel.
Ah, okay, so it's going over your head. I really don't pay attention to either. I just know a little bit about each. So also speaking of that, there is a free opening reception December 1st, 7 to 10 p.m. Ryan, why is it good? Why is that good?
Wait, what did you say?
Oh, my God.
Jeez. I'm sorry.
The notes right there, man. It's just like bringing the blues, man. It's because it's free. So get
down. Yeah, free. You don't have to pay.
There you go. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, man. I'm literally.
You're off the ball, man. Like, you're not picking up what I'm throwing down. I'm a little disappointed.
I'm sorry.
I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. No. And so this opening reception, like I said, 7 to 10. You can go down there. You can draw Wonder Woman. They have a light table where you can, like, trace her out. That's pretty cool. Whenever I went last time, they had the Fairly Odd Parents around. So I did, like, some Fairly Odd Parents tracing. That's pretty fun.
Very Odd Parents.
That was nowhere close to what that was supposed to be. I think I don't even know anymore. I can't.
I'm sorry. I really just had to do that.
It's whatever. So if you want to go down and check out the opening reception for Wonder Woman, it is 945 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15222. It's just downtown Pittsburgh. Go around. I think it is next to the Wood Street station, T station. So if you go down there via public transportation, there you go. Go to Wood Street, come out, and it's somewhere near like the Army Surplus Store, I think, and like the Bricolage Theater.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Somewhere around there. There's some Pittsburgh directions for you. Like you know, Ryan. Don't try to dissuade me that you do. And then in Lawrenceville, there is the Joy of Cookies cookie tour. Ryan, take it away.
There are no more famous Pittsburgh cookie tables. Now a cookie mile.
Yeah, dude. Cookies for a mile. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
That'd be so great.
Yeah, like grab cookies for a mile.
I was going to say, every couple feet, you're like, oh, man, I'm going to run a mile today. Eat a cookie every couple feet. Oh, man, I ran a mile today. I'm not too proud of myself.
Yeah, and there are 53 retailers coming together to make this trip worth it.
Yeah, 53 different retailers, so 53 different kinds of cookies. Can you even name 53 different kinds of cookies?
I probably cannot.
Let's try. All right, go ahead. I'm going to count on my fingers. Let's go. Name cookies.
Chocolate chip.
Okay, one.
Cinnamon.
Okay.
Snickerdoodles.
Okay. That's three. We're getting there. We're only 50 more.
Sugar cookies.
All right, sugar cookies. Got it.
Almond cookies.
Almond cookies. All right, cool. Keep going. We got five.
Peanut butter cookies.
All right, peanut butter. Got it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Peanut butter are pretty good, actually. I like those a lot. We have six.
Yeah.
Come there's on. Macadamia. There we go.
Yeah, macadamia. Right.
Thumbprints. There we go.
Yep. Pistachio cookies.
Those are things. Yeah, pistachio cookies are things. White chocolate chip.
We already got chocolate chip.
I said white chocolate
chip. Oh, white chocolate chip. Yeah.
Pumpkin. You got pumpkin.
Yeah, pumpkin cookies.
Come on. You got this. I believe in you.
Apple cookies.
Is there an apple cookie?
That's not right. Debatable.
All right, so that's 11. We're not going to bore you with 53 different cookies.
Yeah. So we can't even name off the top of our heads.
Yeah, but so if speaking of that, though, it was so hard for us to name just 11. Imagine the 53 different kind of cookies you're going to get down there. So get to Lawrenceville. So anyway, continue, though.
Some retailers include Roundabout Brewery and its Coconut Chocolate Shop. Or chocolate, not chocolate shop, chocolate chip.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, I forgot to put in there. So it's the Roundabout Brewery. It has coconut chocolate chip beer. That is going to be weird.
Coconut chocolate chip beer.
Yeah, like, I mean, I can deal with, like, a coconut chocolate chip cookie. So I wonder what it's going to taste like in beer form.
I mean, you can try that, but I'm not 21, so.
I know. I'm thinking, though, because, like, I don't know. I mean, I just imagine, you know, it'd be pretty good because I like the cookie. Coconut to me, I like coconut. You like coconut?
Like coconut milk.
All right, you're sick of me. I don't like coconut milk. I can't do any other kind of milk except for, like, regular milk. But anyway, so join them December 1st through the 3rd, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. At the 5500 block of Lawrenceville. Get down there, eat some cookies, have no regrets.
Yeah.
No regrets, right, Ryan?
No regrets if you're going to get cookies for a mile.
That's right, no regrets. All right, now I want to see you try to say this next word. Go ahead.
Krampensnacht.
That's about it, yeah. Krampensnacht in Market Square. Go ahead.
The idea of Krampus is taking off. Pittsburgh is having its second annual celebration, and it's essentially a darker, goatlier anthrocon.
That's goatier.
Goatier.
So you know what Krampus is?
No.
All right, so it's a German myth that it's taking off. Like, there's a movie that came out here in the U.S. It's called Krampus. But it's this animal, like this goat mixture hybrid that's kind of like Santa Claus. He comes the night before Christmas, and he, like, minorly punishes, like, bad children to make them, like, be good for Santa Claus. So he, you know, and it's just taken off. A lot of people like to dress up as goats in Krampus now. So in Market Square during – I didn't get a time. Oh, no, I'm a terrible person. But sometime during – in Market Square, it's going to be the second annual. And like I said, Krampensnacht. And it's going to be darker and goatier. And it's a lot of furry people probably, because that's why I said anthrocon. Because I assume a lot of people who do anthrocon are also going to be there for Krampensnacht. You have to say Krampensnacht. You have to say Krampensnacht like this or else.
Krampensnacht.
Okay, Jesus, that was a little brutal. Then again, the German language is brutal. So there's also Make Night Jinsball at the Children's Museum December 7th, 6:30 to 9:30. That's pretty rad. So what it is it's like the Science Center 21 Plus night where the museum will keep its doors open past the regular scheduled times, and there will be no children. So if you have children and you don't want children anymore, not anymore, but if you have children and you don't want children during this time, go get a babysitter, go down there, have some wine, do some crafts. It's going to be good. You know, craft your heart out is pretty much what that's going to be. Ryan, take the next one. Steel City Con.
All right, Steel City Con. It's going to be at the Monroeville Convention Center December 8th through the 10th. If you got the money and want nerd heaven, come to home, go get weird.
No, that's not what that said at all.
Yeah, it is.
No,
what it said.
If you got the money and want nerd heaven close to home, go get weird.
That's what I said.
No, you said come to home.
Oh.
You fool. But anyway, yeah, so Steel City Con, it's like, God, I don't even know anymore. It's like $30 to get in for a day, but it's definitely worth it. I just haven't gone in a really long time. Now, they're going to have guests, including James and Oliver Phelps, without looking at the thing. Who are James and Oliver Phelps, Ryan?
The twins from Harry Potter.
Did you read that?
I saw it before I turned back over.
Yeah, but so they're the twins from Harry Potter. The Weasley twins? Yeah, that's right. Weasley. Ron Weasley. There we go. There's also going to be Seth Gilliam. He is Gabriel from The Walking Dead. Lou Ferrigno, or Ferrigno. He is the OG Incredible Hulk. It's all real muscle. That man, what a bodybuilder.
Definitely something for all those bodybuilders out there.
Well, I mean, he's pretty old now, but yeah, he's a legend. You know, he competed against Arnold Schwarzenegger. And there's also LeVar Burton, who is for all those Star Trek fans, he's the guy with the visor. I completely forget his actual name, though. And, of course, the seasonal supporting cast of The Christmas Story. So have you watched Christmas Story?
I have, but it's been a few years.
That's okay. So everyone except for Ralphie is pretty much going to be there.
Yeah.
So if you like Christmas Story, go on down there. And then the third Thursday at the Carnegie Science Center of Art is December 21st. It's 8 to 11 p.m. All right, look, you love Star Wars?
Yes, I do.
You'll love this. You're going to have fun choosing the light side or the dark side, exploring space, and, of course, chilling out at the cantina. It's a great time. It's also I don't think it's 21 plus, though, so I think you can still go, Ryan.
Yeah. They also have a giveaway to the new Rango Cinema to see The Last Jedi.
Oh, my God, the Rango Cinema. Let me tell you. All right, so Colleen works at the Science Center. She got to see the Rango Cinema. Like, you know what it is?
No.
It's the biggest screen or the second biggest screen in America.
Oh, second biggest screen in America. That's going to be one heck of a movie experience.
So big. And it's also in 3D.
Even better.
Right? And you're going to be able to see Star Wars The Last Jedi there. And they're going to have it for a really long time, too, because they're not going to like be able to license as many movies as regular movie theaters. So The Last Jedi is going to be there, I think, for maybe like a couple months, maybe. So if you want to go and you want to see The Last Jedi, go definitely see it at the Rango Cinema. Totally worth it. And also, if you want to go and have fun in space, go to this Carnegie Museum of Art December 21st, 8 to 11. You're going to have so much great times because who doesn't love the cantina, right?
Yep. And with that, we are going to be wrapping up here. But before we go, just a couple announcements.
Well, Jesus, you always hit me with these announcements, Ryan. What's the announcements, man?
Next week is our last show of the term.
It's okay. I'm not crying. You're crying.
But we are going to be back on the air. And next week, we are going to announce our times for when we are going to be back on the air next semester.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, we're going to do that.
Yep. Next semester we are going to next week we're going to announce when we're going to be back on the air for next semester, so stay tuned for that.
I already said that.
I'm aware.
Okay, just making sure.
But with that, Charles and I are going to be wrapping up here, so thank you so much for listening.
Yes, enjoy our soothing, silky voices at 12:30 all the time, or anytime you're listening to the podcast, whatever.
Yep.
So yeah, toodaloo, we love you.
Yep, bye.